Dell used to be known for power and reliability. Yet, at some point, that changed. Somewhere along the way, Dell got obsessed with something else, cutting features and adding features that don't make much sense. And now, they're paying for it. Market share is slipping and customers are annoyed. This is how Dell lost their way trying to chase Apple, and how they ruined one of their most beloved brands, the XPS. XPS. That name stands for Extreme Performance System, and it goes all the way back to 93. It's an accurate title too, but these weren't sleek laptops like today. These were giant, bulky tower PCs, but they worked and were reliable. Dell was known for being reliable. Their computers had a great performance, but also practicality. Over the next few years, Dell released all kinds of computers in the XPS line, but almost all had that staple Dell feeling. Yet, this would begin to change. In 2015, Dell relaunched the XPS brand. The laptops would be sleeker and more modern, a direct competitor to Apple's MacBook, sleek yet powerful laptops, and these, for the most part, were actually great. But in 2022, Dell released the XPS 13 Plus, and users noticed something was different. Design inspiration. First, this thing was thin, very thin. Yet it had a 3.5K OLED screen, a unique edge-to-edge keyboard, and a seamless edgeless trackpad. And the design looked phenomenal, but don't be fooled. Within this thin machine, Dell packed a monster. Inside was a 12-core i7, and in the stronger version, a 14-core, a 14-core CPU inside a 13-inch Ultrabook. This was insane, but this thing did have some quirks. Dell seemed to be going in an odd direction. For one, there are no function keys, just a touch bar at the top for function keys, the thing that everyone got mad at Apple for doing, and even Apple backtracked. Next, this device had no headphone jack, which was a first for Dell. In fact, it didn't have much of anything, just two Thunderbolt 4 USB-C ports, not two on either side, just two ports in total. It was clear the angle Dell was going for, the Apple route. But it gets a bit weirder. The function keys were actually removed just to fit in the massive fans they needed to reach that performance. Yet, Dell also wanted to enter the sleek premium tier of laptops. But for many, it was minimalism to a fault. They wanted to compete with the MacBook, and to be fair, on paper, they did. The performance and specs didn't lie. This was a powerful laptop. Dell said, "With our XPS portfolio, we have a long history of taking risks, being inquisitive, and asking big design questions. And starting at $1,299, it seemed like a good package. So, how did it all go wrong? Well, despite the hype and raving reviews, users began to notice that something was very wrong with these laptops. For starters, the screens were just falling off thanks to an issue with the glue. The speakers gave off a strange popping sound. But most importantly, the laptop had abysmal real-world battery life and performance. We're talking about as low as 4 hours, and these laptops were loud. Even when doing normal tasks, sometimes the fans are running at full speed. Yet, even despite that, the performance would suddenly drop, and dramatically at that. As low as 0.4 GHz with no rhyme or reason, even when it's not actually hot. Other times, it would rise to extreme temperatures while just running something like Google Chrome. But why? Turns out, the XPS 13 Plus experiences major throttling. This sleek, thin laptop has incredibly powerful specs, but not the capacity to run them properly as it traps heat. So it would start fast, realize it's going to get too hot, and slow itself down so it doesn't overheat.
Several users did suggest fixes such as turning off turbo on their processor, but you really shouldn't have to do that. These processors are meant to turbo up for short-running tasks, and if Dell can't handle the heat by putting such a processor in this laptop, guess what? It shouldn't have been put here in the first place and marketed to you.
Think of it like cramming a Ferrari engine into a go-kart. The longer-term practical reviews began piling up. The PR for Dell wasn't great, though they insisted they were fixing issues. But things were about to get much worse. 400 million terabytes of data hit the internet daily. Meanwhile, your tabs multiply, your read later list grows, and valuable content sits unwatched because you don't know what's worth your time. You're buried in information but can't find what matters. That's where our sponsor Recall becomes invaluable. Recall is a personal AI encyclopedia where all your content is automatically organized, connected, and stored in an AI-powered knowledge base so you can recall it and relearn it. The browser extension enables one-click saving, generates summaries, and lets you chat with all your content, YouTube videos, PDFs, articles, podcasts, and even TikToks on mobile. But how is this different from every other AI? LLMs like ChatGPT have a strong tendency to hallucinate. Even if it gives you a source, it will often make things up and confidently state them. With Recall, everything is pulled from your knowledge base, so you know it's coming from real content you've added. You can add specific sources, and it'll even mention the timestamp of the video it's pulling from. And they just released a giant new feature, AI Notetaker. A Notion-like block editor, and as someone who uses Notion every day for YouTube, jumping into Recall feels natural. Recall also comes with a mobile app, so before committing to that 4-hour podcast, you can ask the Recall chat if it's worth to listen, then decide. You can build a knowledge base on desktop and on the app, and with Recall, you can build a lifelong knowledge base with unlimited sources that's searchable and accessible forever. Click the URL in the description to try Recall for free, and use my code LOGIC25 to get 25% off your Recall Plus subscription until January 1st, 2026. Thank you to Recall for supporting our videos. The first problems came in 2023. Dell re-released the XPS 13 Plus, but with Intel 13th gen processors. But many of the same known problems were still there, and new ones were popping up. The touchpads would just click themselves, or that annoying touch bar would stop responding. All of this was awful, but what happened next pushed customers over the edge. Dell had also dropped the ball in terms of customer service. XPS buyers complained of long wait times, part shortages, and support reps who seemed unfamiliar with the new models. But things would escalate with the next release. In 2024, Dell dropped a refresh, the new XPS 14 and 16 models, clearly targeting the same segment as Apple's 14-inch MacBook Pro. It featured Intel's 14th gen core, Meteor Lake chips, and even offered an optional NVIDIA RTX 4050 GPU. Sounds great, right? Well, to do so, Dell made some compromises. Dell severely capped the GPU's power. The RTX 4050 was limited to around 40 watts. For context, NVIDIA suggests the 4050 needs between 35 and 115 watts. Despite having, frankly, a monster inside your laptop, you couldn't use it, and it was one of the most underpowered laptops on the market for the price. And all of this was to just keep this thing as thin as possible. Yet, it still gets worse. The keyboard on the XPS 13 Plus itself was a bit strange. There were virtually no gaps between keys, and it took some getting used to. The XPS 14 and 16, though, despite being bigger, had smaller, worse keyboards to provide more speaker space. Yet, these keys are weird. The caps lock, tab, and tilde keys for some reason are gigantic. Meanwhile, they made backspace smaller to fit the power button and fingerprint reader, which for some reason is in the keyboard and not elsewhere.
On multiple occasions, I accidentally locked the laptop by mispressing the key while trying to backspace.
And then there's the infamous touch bar. A problem which was present for the 13 Plus is now more present, the escape key. Instead of being in the intuitive position, it's in this annoying touch bar, so you often click tilde instead.
That's not escape. There we go.
There's a reason that even Apple added back a physical escape key to their MacBooks. It didn't work. But what about ports? Still just two Thunderbolts with an extra USB Type-C, but thankfully with a headphone jack at least. All of this sounds nitpicky, but imagine dealing with this design every day for hours. It seemed like Dell was being pulled in two different directions. Apple's modern design, yet a powerful RTX and 14-core CPU. But it didn't feel like they did either very well. Dell, we made Apple's bad decisions, but 10 years after. Literally, the XPS are trying too hard to be like a MacBook before 2021. Design over functionality comes at a huge cost. And while they're chasing Apple's design from years ago, they're also chasing the price. The XPS 14 with the RTX 4050 and just 1 TB of storage cost $2,500. More expensive than the comparable MacBook, which has more memory. And get this, the Razer Blade 14 is $300 cheaper. A Razer is a cheaper option. The 14 and 16 were embarrassing, and don't even get me started on the lack of repairability. To be fair, the XPS laptops before the 13 Plus were pretty great. The XPS was the best alternative to the MacBook Pro. I actually still have a 2020 XPS 17, and this thing is great, albeit with some loud fans. But it seemed like Dell was trying to see how far they could push things. Now, the XPS line, which keep in mind literally means extreme performance system, was now described as style over substance. Beautiful designs, mediocre user experience, mediocre execution. And customers, even longtime XPS fans, had had enough. People quietly moved on to other laptops, including myself. Since 2022, their market share has gradually declined. Yet, even worse, the reputation of the XPS brand was destroyed. This is what drove Dell to make their next drastic change. In 2025, it came a bit of a shocking, but also ironic announcement. Dell was killing the XPS brand altogether. Things were so bad that the product line from 93 had come to an end. But it wasn't just XPS. All of Dell's laptop lines, including the Inspiron and Latitude brands, were getting an overhaul, and the inspiration is pretty clear. The new brands were Dell for regular customers, Dell Pro for business professionals, and Dell Pro Max for those high-demand roles like CAD and simulations. And within each of those, they have tiers of base, plus, and premium. For context, the Dell Premium is just the new XPS, and the inspiration is clearly coming from the iPhone. Dell Pro Max Ultra AI Copilot Plus PC just rolls off the tongue. But would this be any different? Well, in a lot of ways, it's more of the same. Same keyboard, same taskbar, inconsistent loud fans, poor battery life. Upgradable to the RTX 4050, but it's still underfed wattage, still 40 watts. It does look great though, but that's the only thing it really has over all the competitors. Unfortunately, the XPS, and by extension the Dell brand, just doesn't hold the same weight. Dell was chasing Apple's MacBook, but in doing so, it seems like they kept tripping over themselves. Premium laptops today are very different from PCs of the past. They are judged not just on features, but on flawless execution. Things have to be smooth, consistent, and reliable. This is what makes the MacBook so appealing. The battery life and efficiency are almost unbeatable. macOS runs perfectly on their chips because they're designed for them. MacBooks are consistent, just like this channel. If you've found value in our videos, I would really appreciate if you hit subscribe as we work towards 1 million subscribers. The XPS, however, wasn't consistent. Of course, MacBooks have their own downsides. But what matters is that Dell was trying to capture this market, yet fell short on things in which Apple didn't. Dell's push for sleekness and speed had come at the expense of the user experience. Too much style over substance. And I'm not sure if the new Apple-like rebrand will really fix it, if the same problems are still there. Someone else who thought they were Apple and ruined everything is Nothing Phone. Check out this video to learn more. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.